I knew right away it was not a quiet spirit. But alive and happy and rejoicing in the Lord, he'd come over to this country to get a new knee, a knee replacement. And he got one finally. I don't know if he picked it up at Walgreens or whatever he did, but he found a new knee. And he could walk around right now. He's doing well. In fact, I think he's told me that he raced any of you around the church after the service. So I'll give you a head start. But I'm just glad he's here. He's going to bring the message to us today. And I am so grateful. And I don't know, are you taking my picture? Are you? Come up here. He's taking my picture. And he's going to show this to people who don't know who I am. And then they're going to say, were you in Hawaii? Me in Hawaii doing this? Oh, Reuben. Reuben has no idea what that is. Going to college. Well, I am grateful for my lovely brother to come and bring us a message from the Word of God. So I just pray that you listen. It's all yours.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Praise be to God.
We can do better than that. Whether you go into baseball, and whether you go into American football, oh, you're so excited. But we should be even more excited for Jesus.
Amen.
In the book of Revelation, chapter 19, pastor, Revelation, chapter 19. Verse 1, verse 3, and verse 6. Revelation, the last book of the Bible. Sorry for my accent, but I try to slow down. Revelation chapter 19. Yes. Verse 1, verse 3. After that, what happened?
I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude.
Shouting.
Hallelujah.
Salvation. Glory and power. Belongs to our God. They're shouting in heaven. They're shouting. So, when we pray to pray, let your will be done here on earth as it is done in heaven. So if you're going to heaven, you must start to learn how to shout hallelujah. And what's their shouting? Yes, hallelujah. You'll be out of breath because the bishop will be like this. Okay? Number two, verse three. Verse three, yes.
For true and just argument, he has condemned the great prophet.
And again,
they
shouted. They keep on shouting. What did they say?
Hallelujah!
And the presence of God came down when they shouted hallelujah.
Yes.
The presence of God came down. Yes. Verse 6.
Yes.
Verse 6. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right? Our Lord God reigns. The only thing reigns. So, it's no sin to shout hallelujah. Because in heaven they're shouting. So, at the line, I will shout before we go up there. Yes. I want to bring greetings from my father. Grace and Lena are here. The boys, Timothy is in Europe, and Gideon is in Boston. We also bring greetings from our church, the Richard Christian Center in Uganda. The feast there service already. And I spoke to them this morning. But they know where I am. We want those to bring greetings from the body of believers in Uganda. We work under the National Church of Born Again Churches and also Evangelical Churches. So we work for them. They know that they are just as well. So they told me we should ask the pastor, the former pastor, some of you come and visit me. So here, we're recruiting. So that you can come and help us. Because this is the Macedonian home. Come and help us. Come and help us. So, as I was contemplating on what to share, the Lord took me to remind me, let's remind me, and I'm very grateful that the songs we sang this day were the glory of God. And I would like Mother to come and remake the first one song, which is When the Saints
Go Marching In. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, when the saints marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh,
They had an accident. Just few days, Aubrey's brother died suddenly. So, no one knows now, no one knows the time. But sure, there are five facts of life. You're born, when you're grown, you must die. You resurrect, you shall be paid. Reward. So those are the five facts of life. You want it, but you don't want it. You know about it, you don't have it. There are five facts of life. You're born, you're grown. You must escape. You resurrect. If you are over, shall be paid according to what you have done. So this song is, this could be your last chance for Jesus. This could be your last chance for praying. Already too late for praying. The coming of the Lord is don't know or don't hear about them. Go to the limo, God refers to the divided people. There are some people who died that never even reached your end. But they're dead. So you can't tell me you can die. You can die. Because if people who are younger than you have died, then you better be prepared. Death can strike me. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Everything has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of mankind. Why? For we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And we will be judged according to what we have done, whether good or bad. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11, he says, then I saw heaven and earth running away from the presence of God. And I saw him who sat on the throne. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And then the dead was judged according to what was written in those books. And anyone who did not appear in the book of the Lamb was thrown in the fire. That's the second day. The educated will die. Uneducated die. The poor die. The rich die. The young die. The others die. So what appears, what happens to the poor is also what happens to the rich. So you can't tell me that you don't think about dying. One day, you must face it. One day, you're going to meet your Creator. And you'll ask him many questions. And you'll be judged according to what is what you have done in your body. And after death, this nothing can change. We can pray for you. We can do this. We can do that. We can do that and this. But we shall do this. So better be prepared. Because this is death is fine. It's appointed once for a person to be born and once to die. And everyone who is born by a woman lives for a short time. My father lived 82. My mother lived 80. My grandfather lived 118. My young brother David lived only 50. Was married. My nephew, Douglas, lived on the 29th. So I don't know how God does it. What I know for sure, he does whatever he wants. So are you sure when you're born? Are you prepared for the journey? Or when you are thinking that you have more time. Who knows the time? Who knows when you go? Who knows what comes next? I just stepped 4 times in a crash. One was in Roswell, New Mexico. Another one was in Ethiopia. One in Kenya. And one in Uganda. A push has got many lives. When you get it drinking milk, your milk, you get it, squeeze it, and slow it down. When it runs and goes to the other side, you say, oh, I was almost dead. My master was almost dead. When you're driving, it comes and passes through the other side and say, oh,
this was another experience.
When the dogs come and catch it, steps by it, then it scratches them and it runs away and then it climbs the tree and says, oh, the devil has always been killed. But finally, when he sleeps, that's the way he's dead. You may have escaped death many times, but for sure, it will come. The other thing you can do, we cannot run away from death, but we can prepare for death. Because the Bible says, they have no guilt there, those who die in Christ. And also the Bible says, precious, precious is the death of the saint. Shall we pray to that? That's why we sang that song. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, always I want to be a man that I love, when the saints go marching in. God give everyone to you. That man accepted Jesus Christ as your life. This will be your last chance for prayer. It will be your last chance for prayer. So many people who think they're in Christ, that they're all in Christ. They can go in Christ. They'll just start with Christ. Go and hide yourself in Christ. Because he is the author of life. He has the spirit of life. Once he transfers your name and put it in that book, then he is sure of God. The first death is simple. You separate from your life. The second death is more complicated. You separate from the loved ones and you separate totally from God. That is my prayer. That we all share the goal. It's Jesus. The author and the finisher of our faith. The one who holds life. He says, I was dead, but now I'm alive. And they hold the keys of heaven. He has the keys of hell, and he has sin's hand. So, don't waste your life. Shall I say, accept Jesus Christ. Love him. Surrender your life. The conclusion of the whole matter is not a being. The conclusion of the matter. What is the conclusion of the matter? The Bible says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. It is money. That's the conclusion. The conclusion is not becoming so. Doesn't mean that you have so much money. Or any other aspiration that you are chasing. Not having so many wives. Not having so many children. What is the conclusion of the whole matter? Fear God and his money. For this is the only thing. Mama, read it for me. Ecclesiastes. So that they know. Ecclesiastes. That's the point. That's the point. Ecclesiastes. How do you say it? Ecclesiastes. If I say it in Uganda, no one will say it. And who will see? Okay?
The end of the matter. All has been heard. Fear God.
And keep his commandment. Why?
This is the whole beauty
of man. This is the whole beauty of man. And a man, that's your name. Let us. Father in heaven, we just want again to thank you that you have reminded us that the conclusion of the whole matter is not making money, not having all that we possess, but the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear you and in reverence and also to keep the commandments. For sooner or later we must appear before the judgment seat, and we shall be judged according to what we have done. Hey, good teach us to do what's right. Teach us to do what's right. So that we can prepare our accounts. When we appear before the Lord, there will be no lack. And there will be no God to fear. And no God want to hear you say, well done, thy faithful servant. Come in you with your blessing. That's what we want to do. Forgive us our sin, our iniquity. Forgive us where we have not walked according to your divine purpose. And we pray that you keep us reminded every day that you can go in time. Because no one holds life in his hands. In Jesus' name.